Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The break room ladies are out in full force.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The break room dudes want to be heard as well. And it all comes down to a woman's preference with how you take her out. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll read you the Facebook message again. It came from a woman named Brooke. During the show yesterday, and it was kind of, I guess, backing up Kimmy's point, at least she thought she was, about this is what women think and men should hear it.
Okay.
So Brooke writes, and I quote, "I was set up with a guy through a friend. He's good looking and has a great job. I thought it was a perfect situation. He told me to meet him at the public market Wednesday night for dinner. I thought he had reservations at Fiorella or Cure or one of those nice places down there, the restaurants."
Yeah. Sit down joints.
She goes on, "No, his idea of a first date was the food truck rodeo, some crappy band and a bunch of trucks serving cheap food in cardboard bowls. I thought he was kidding when I first met up with him. Then, and when he told me his plan, I gently suggested we go somewhere else, but he didn't pick up on it. I knew this wasn't going to work out, so I asked him to get in line and get me something. I told him I had to go to the bathroom, and I left. What idiot thinks a food truck rodeo is a good first date? This is the impression you want to make? This is how you treat a woman you want to impress? All of you guys that listen to WCMF, that is not a good first impression. Wow her in the beginning, or don't take her out at all." You agree with her.
Yes.
Kimmy does not.
But no, you're not putting your best forward.
Yeah, but I would argue it's a perfect first date for somebody you've never met before. Let's get to know each other, find out if we're even interested.
I'm gonna lie the whole time.
No, but then if you lie with
that's
the second
first date. Yeah. First date is the greatest lie you're ever gonna tell.
No, but maybe
you're creating a fake you.
But maybe we've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Of course we are, but why change now?
Because we were doing it wrong, stupid.
I don't want them to know the truth.
Well, because
the truth ain't gonna get me into your britches.
No, but as you get older, we start to learn something. And we'll get to that in a sec, because I think as we get older, what we men think we want is we realize it's not what we want.
Okay.
But before we get there, a lot of the break room ladies have been sitting on hold because we asked, is this woman being honest or is this woman being a stuck-up brat?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Renee. She's been on hold for 15 minutes. Hey, Renee, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us?
Renee,
you there?
Renee?
Hello?
Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I think she is a snobby bitch.
Okay. Why is that?
Because that's just, I mean, it's low-key. You don't have any pressure. You know, it's a great first date.
So what's the point then? What are we doing here?
What do you
no
mean?
Pressure, no nothing.
What, you're meeting for the first time.
So what?
You're deciding if there's going to be a second date. The second date, to your point, you put maybe more effort into.
You hope, but maybe, hey, she likes that. Let's just go get another burger at the rodeo joint. The truck
get out
stop.
There, you get to know each other, you know, relax, low key, and then if it, you know, go on to a second date, it goes on to a second date.
Okay, Renee, let me ask a little something about you. If you could describe yourself in two sentences, what would you describe? What kind of girl are you?
What kind of a girl am I? Low key and free spirit.
Okay, are you like country girl, city girl, suburb girl? What kind of girl?
I guess kind of.
Look outside. What does it look like?
Well, I'm driving right now, so.
Okay. All right. So, but Renee, all right, you are cool with this first date. You would be honored. You would be excited to go on a food truck rodeo first date.
Absolutely.
Okay, Renee, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I just want to make it clear.
Mm-hmm.
We have taken phone calls from three women, and we have Kimmy in the room.
Yeah.
Every woman that's called said great idea for a first date.
Because they lie.
No. I think she said it perfectly when she said it takes the pressure off. Because I, as a woman, like if I come into this date and I know you spent a ton of time and effort and money planning it, and I know right away, like, this guy ain't it, I feel guilty. and I feel like I have to spend more time with you because you put all of this effort in when I know it's going nowhere. This casual, hey, let's just get to know each other. Maybe we could just be friends. Like, it's easier to let you down lightly if I know, like, we're just walking around hanging out.
Valid point.
But what is she taking away from it?
What do you mean?
What is she taking? What's her takeaway?
Your personality, because that's all you have.
It sucks.
Okay, well then.
Men's personalities blow.
Okay, but you think your personality is going to get better with a fancy dinner?
No, because I'm going to give you a fake personality that ain't me.
Why can't you do that at the food truck rodeo?
Checkmate, bitch.
There's no wow factor there. I need help.
All right.
I need a cocktail. I need some music over here. I need
a nice
bartender.
You have all those things. You have music. You have live music. You have whatever drink you want.
Bro, some busted ass guy with a flute ain't music.
Jethro Tull, they've hit some hard times, but they're still performing as hard as they can. all right, so I would like to point out, as we talk about this woman's Facebook message, the food truck rodeo, her bailing on this guy, on a blind date, by the way. Yeah. You got set up on a blind date. And this woman is attractive, don't get me wrong. Yeah. So I want to make it clear.
She's bringing it good. She expects a little something.
So every woman that has spoke into these microphones and phones has said, great idea. Mm-hmm. You say no. And the Facebook messages and tweets I'm getting are guys who are agreeing with this woman. Mm-hmm. And I think Mark's going down that road too. He's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I absolutely agree with this woman.
Okay, why?
So let's face it. The women you're talking to are listening to the CMF at 7:30 in the morning. They're West Side hoes.
Wow. Wow. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of response to that, Mark.
So here's the thing. This woman, she's 31 years old. She's into the high-end scene, restaurant scene, and thing. She doesn't want... Food truck rodeos are for 40, 50-year-old married people trying to save their marriage getting out of the house.
Oh, man.
All kinds of hot takes.
That's definitely CMF night at Food Truck Rodeo. Save your marriage night.
So, Mark, go ahead. What would be you're going on a first date? Wait, are you married?
No, I am not.
With that attitude?
Oh, yeah, I know. So what would be your, like, you're going on a blind date, you want to wow this woman, what are you doing?
Something high end. Like Tommy said, a woman on her first date should be sipping wine.
No, but what's high end to you, Mark? Yeah. I think is what she's asking.
Yeah.
Probably some kind of private table at a high-end restaurant, corner where you put a couple of bucks aside and said, hey, can I get the best table?
Hey, Mark, are you repeating things you've seen in movies that you've never actually done before?
No,
I think you're, because the way you laughed, it sounds like that's what you just did, Mark.
No, I'm
I would take her to a theme park that they recreated dinosaurs, and then the dinosaurs would break loose and it would go really bad.
I'm just saying. I mean, she deserves better.
But you see, like, Mark sounds just like me. Like,
I know.
So we got to cover all that up,
no,
man.
You ain't covering nothing.
We
got to
throw a tarp over ourselves and show a fake us.
Bro, do you hear Mark talking?
Right.
There is no tarp large enough to cover that up.
He could do it. Mark can lie.
But Tommy, you're saying
she's 31 years old. You got to look at the age too. I mean, if it was. And that's another thing too. I'm in my 40s. No, I am in a relationship, so I wouldn't be dating anymore. But 40s is different than 31. If I'm dating 31, I'm doing something high end. I'm in my 40s now. High end, you don't really need to do that.
Go to Home Depot.
But Mark, like, you bring up, like, getting like a high end table and kind of acting like a big shot, but she sees through that.
But
man.
She's
like,
taking it all.
But she's gonna know right away, like, this guy is full of crap.
Yeah, but she already knew that this guy had a very successful, good job. So he's not full of crap. He's
okay,
sincere.
This guy, maybe.
But that's the point. He has what she's looking for.
But you're almost saying, like, you got to fake it up front. And I've, as a woman, I'm telling you,
fake
most
it and take
of the time,
it,
that's probably not going to work, especially if she's not interested right up front.
You got to treat her like a woman and put a glass of wine in her hand. Here's some French fries with some gravy on them you got from a truck, like Tommy said. This is let's go over here and get away from the fumes from the truck.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I assume Mark always smells like fumes, which is weird, right? Yeah. Like that's what you sound like. I want you to know, when you argue against Kimmy, what he just said is what you sound like.
He sounds
like.
Dynamite, baby.
Oh, he doesn't sound dynamite. What an idiot. What would you do to be fair? I would go to a restaurant and slip a cup. Hey, let me get your best table.
Bro, throw a couple 20s that way.
Okay, bro. By the way, you know, when you go, let me get your best table and slip a 20, right? They just put you at any table. How do you know?
But she don't know that.
No, but you don't know that either. So then why did you give him 20 bucks? It's just a table.
What if you did a little recon?
Okay. What do you think?
So let's say I do this.
Yeah.
So let's say I've never been to this joint, but I go a couple days before and I go, look, man, I throw somebody a couple bucks and go, pretend like you know me, like I'm a regular here.
Okay.
That always impresses people, like, you know, like I'm a big shot.
Yeah, no, there's nothing that there's nothing that impresses a woman more than when the bartender knows your name. They don't think you're a drunk.
Worked in Cheers. How do you think Frasier got laid? You don't think that would work?
I think I would not want that woman to think that I come to this restaurant or bar all the time.
Oh, I always thought that worked.
Again, shock face. Shock face. All like right. We keep screwing up.
Well, then what do you do?
We do what Kimmy and these other women that called the show tell us to do. Kimmy is dying laughing over there for some reason.
Well, we got some inside information on Mark from a woman who maybe was formerly married to Mark.
Oh.
She would like everybody to know that Mark's favorite restaurant is a Chinese buffet.
Mm-hmm. And but on there, I can't kill that guy. My favorite restaurant is also a Chinese buffet.
And she said that their first date was just at a bar somewhere.
Okay,
and,
but at least at a stool.
And on their second date, he fell asleep watching the news, so he didn't show up. She just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, all right. we take it from everybody. Okay, all right. I wish we could take every single call here, but we have to move on.
Okay.
I am very sorry. I would love to hear from more of you guys. I would just like to point out
what?
That every woman that spoke into this show, pro food truck rodeo, every man, anti.
Okay.
What does that say?
I don't know.
No, I'll tell you what it says. We don't know women.
And you don't want to listen.
Yes!
Well, give me my money back then. I would love to have all the money back that I blew on crappy dates.
Give me my money back. You going to go to the casino too? I thought I could win this money. Let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.